From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Larry Rulison reports in the Times Union that National Grid officials are predicting heating bills will rise 31% this winter. Kelly Smith, National Grid's New York gas pricing manager, said October 7th, and I quote, "This is the largest increase we've seen in many years," end quote. The cause? Capitalism, said Richard Meyer, Vice President of Energy Analysis, Markets, and Standards for the American Gas Association. He said, and I quote, "There's higher prices primarily due to the economic recovery. Because we are using more energy, we are using more natural gas, and demand has been going up, causing prices to rise," end quote. Demand has increased as the pandemic recedes. National Grid officials say they are not profiting from the price increases. National Grid spokesperson Patrick Stella said, and I quote, "It, gas supplies, is passed on directly to customers without markup," end quote. Regulations limit the company to make its profits on the so-called delivery of gas through its pipelines and delivery system to customers. Officials say National Grid's home natural gas delivery rates have only increased about $38 during the winter heating months since 2009. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Scott Atkinson reports for WWNY that Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill October 7th to provide drug treatment for addicts in prison. Hochul said, and I quote, "Why wouldn't we take advantage of that opportunity to invest in people, give them something as simple as medication to help them deal with their illness while they're incarcerated? Just like we'd make sure they have their diabetes drugs or their cancer drugs. What we're trying to do is remove barriers to treatment," end quote. Lewis County Sheriff Mike Carpinelli is running for governor as a Republican and denounced the new law. He said, and I quote, "I'm upset by it. I think it's a waste of taxpayers' money, and I think it's going to bring more problems to our jails across the state. It's the state's twisted way of trying to ensure more votes from the left side and, you know, pandering to that. There's not 1 minute that I think it's truly in their heart that they care about the person," end quote. In all, Hochul signed 5 bills October 7th to address the opioid problem in the state, including making it easier to find and possess overdose-treating drugs such as Narcan and a law which expands the number of crimes that can be referred for drug treatment. Read more about this story at the WWNY website. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that 52% of homes and 56% of businesses in Durham and Greene County currently lack access to broadband internet, a new report says. The Broadband Working Group of Durham Connect, the Comprehensive Plan Implementation Committee, unveiled a draft of the report at the town's meeting on October 5th. The report states, and I quote, "The internet has become a crucial part of our lives, just like roads, electricity, and the telephone, but many parts of Durham have no access to the internet or only have access that is expensive, slow, and unreliable. Only wired broadband, coaxial or fiber optic cable, which is available to most people throughout the U.S., can provide the speed and reliability necessary to transmit the data-rich solutions that they need from the internet," end quote. The report says that 49 of the 120 miles of roads within Durham will still not be wired for broadband this year, and at least 730 of 1,790 addresses don't have access wired broadband. The report says it would cost $1.52 million to wire all the Durham roads. Durham Supervisor Sean Marriott said the town board will read the report and decide on a course of action at the November town meeting. And you can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.